Jeff Comacero on, the mayor of the city of Temecula. Jeff, welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be on with you.
Yeah, what is your understanding of all this?
What's going on in your nice little town there?
Well, first let me say that I only have the information that I've got. I haven't been in the middle of it. As with most cities, the city council and the local city government is totally separate from the school district. They have their own governing board, obviously, and they make their own decisions governing their own budget.
Which leads to my first question.
Said that, we are very close, and we certainly speak to each other.
That's my first question. Why are you involved in this at all?
Well, you know, we have always been very supportive of our school district. We are a fortunate city in that even in these economic times, although we've seen losses of our own revenues, about 20%, we're still able to easily balance our budget, rein in the expenses a little bit, and make sure we're okay. And so the school districts historically have not had the same luxury. They have very little discretion over the funding that they do get from the state. And so wherever we can help, we love to work together. When my colleagues and I in the city council heard this story, well, the first thing I did was contact those who I know at the district and find out what they knew. And what I was told is it was not a political decision, that they would love to send the band to the Fiesta Bowl. The financing for it historically, and we need to remember this is the third year in a row they've been invited. They've been the last 2 years. And the funding to send them comes from the Booster Club. It's not public funds. It's private funds. The Booster Club made a decision that they're cobbling their funds together. They do want to send the band to London in 2012. That's their objective. That's why it's become a financial issue and, in their minds, not a political issue. Now, whether or not there may be band directors, a school board member, or members of the community who have said otherwise, I really can't speak to that. I don't know that with any firsthand knowledge.
Did you see the message that was posted on their website, Spirit of Great Oak, which was a message to parents about the decision not to go to the Fiesta Bowl band competition? It mentioned in a second paragraph that it was a safety issue concerning Arizona's new immigration law.
Apparently the band director thinks some of the kids are going to be rounded up. Maybe the trombone section would be deported. I don't know.
I did not see that, I have to be honest with you, and the only conversations I had were with the two members of the school, the governing council, governing board of the school district, and the superintendent. And from what I am told from them, absolutely, the kids want to go, the parents want them to go, and the district wants them to go. And in light of that, my response to them was, we'd like to help as a city council. My colleagues all individually would like to help. So this is not just me. This is five members of our council, our entire council, who individually wants to help. And if the district wants to send them, we want to help. And the response back we got was, yes, the district wants to send them. And so I know a little bit about your effort to try and raise the funds. I applaud you for that. I think that's wonderful. And so we're prepared to contribute as collectively as a city council the first $10,000 to that effort. And let's send the kids to Arizona.
All right. All right. Why?